Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
And here we go, Wire to Wire podcast. I'm joined by Jordan.
How's it going, man? Good to be back here. You know, another episode, another dime, another dollar.
Exactly. And there's definitely a lot we got to discuss. So, you know, without further ado, let's just get right to it. You know, obviously we're coming off of the Super Bowl. So, I mean, there's quite a bit to unpack there. So if you want to kind of kick things off, what were your thoughts on the overall game itself?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the closest game, right? We saw Eagles got out to a big lead to start. Again, Mahomes didn't look the greatest in the game, which was surprising. I would say a lot of people anticipated Chiefs winning this game, and they fell short of that, right? Because I guess the whole narrative was them getting their three-peat and the historical aspect behind that, right? Because no one's ever won three Super Bowls in a row. And it's interesting, the Eagles are a team that got in between two three-peats, right? So you got between the three-peat with the Patriots, with Tom Brady, and then this three-peat with the Chiefs. So kudos to the Eagles on their win of the Super Bowl. You know, shout out Philadelphia, you know, in better spirits as a city, you know. Not their artists and people aren't in as much drama as others. But, yeah, you know, shout out to the Eagles and their Super Bowl championship. So that was good. But, you know, there's more to get to other than the game, of course, right?
Oh, of course.
Mahomes was a guy that we looked at as a GOAT, right? We'll be talking about other GOATs soon, but we're gonna focus on a football GOAT right now. So the narrative was if he got this three-peat, he would be one to be maybe in that conversation as a GOAT, right? Him or Tom Brady. But after this loss, like I don't know if we could have that discussion yet. And I mean, what are your thoughts? Like, I know you don't watch much football, but of course, you know, a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you could compare him to a guy like Tom Brady or LeBron.
I only have one goat and it ain't LeBron, but so I'll say this, right? I think the NFL and really, I want to say more so the media, I think is kind of buying or falling into the trap I think the NBA did with trying to identify who's the GOAT. I think, number one, Tom Brady played
Actual.
For, so he played for, I would say, about, what, over 20 years?
Yeah.
Right? So he has an extensive career and quite an extensive resume. If I'm not mistaken, 7 Super Bowl championships, right?
Yeah.
So this is a guy who played 2 decades. His resume is completed. He did what he did. This is a guy who's right in the middle of his prime. His career is still ongoing.
100%.
So to me, I think it hurts the game in the long run when you're already prematurely putting him in that conversation. But then also, too, it takes away from the moment that he's having, right? This conversation should not be had until two people's career is completed, and then you can kind of look at it and say, okay, how do they stack up against one another, right? Like, Dan Marino is a name that comes up pretty often as being an all-time, of being the greatest, right? But then now Tom Brady finished his career, so now you can actually stack them up together and do an apples-to-apples comparison. So the idea of, like, comparing Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady, I think that conversation is kind of premature.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a pretty impressive resume so far.
Yeah.
And we don't know how much longer he's going to be playing for, what he's going to accomplish. Maybe he doesn't do a three-peat now. Maybe he has, you know, a couple of seasons where maybe he doesn't win a championship, but then somehow maybe early 30s, he's able to three-peat at that time. Does that reintroduce him back to the conversation if he's being taken out of the conversation now? Like there's too many hypotheticals that we can look into, and I think it's kind of premature. And I'm a little bit surprised, you know, the NFL, like the media really is getting that caught up in this conversation because it's a sport that's actually doing very well numbers-wise.
That's true.
They have a lot of active engagement. There's no decline in interest in the game itself. So I don't think they need to get into this topic or try to hurt their game in any way by doing that because, okay, now you have a guy like Jalen Hurts who has a couple of Super Bowl appearances and now he won a championship. Can he get thrown into that conversation? Like it's, I think the NBA did it, right? And it ended up kind of contributing to their own undoing. And I don't think the NFL even needs to go into this direction. I think this will be a good conversation to have when his career is done, and then you can look at it and do an apt comparison.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
100%. I mean, I agree in terms of the fact, and again, the comparison to the NBA, like I think I feel it's spot on. But again, it's the transition component of it, right? They need a face of a league, right? The same thing with the NBA, they're going to struggle past LeBron, right? They were lucky to have 90s basketball, and they had guys like Kobe as well that could take over, and they had moments to always have someone that was the face of the league, right? So the NBA, they've always tailored, I guess, their media and their coverage around a guy being the face of the league, right? NFL is like it's different in a fact where like you don't have like a face. You have more so teams, right, that are great, and then it's like okay, then there's a special quarterback, right? And then again, in the game of football, like there's a multitude of positions that could be goats. You know what I mean? It's not so much where it's like you're the greatest of all time. Like there's goats for each position, but it's a team sport, right? There's offense and defense, right? But the thing is, like again, you need a face of the league, right? And then a guy like a quarterback who has so much to do with, again, a team winning or losing. Right, they look at a person like the Peyton Mannings, the Dan Marinos, the Tom Bradys that had these runs, as well as great coaching and great teams and dynasties. Right, so I guess that's what the GOAT conversation comes into. Then you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes that transitioned from Tom Brady to the end of his career. Now a guy like Patrick Mahomes, he's winning right away. Right, and then for him to get two, and then get. I mean, yeah, him to get two and then approach to get a third one, right? And then looking at getting a fourth one here, it's just like, wow, like he's almost halfway there in his prime. So, like, the transition of considering him as a GOAT, knowing that, like, Tom Brady never did it. I mean, he did it predominantly quickly in his career, but, like, it wasn't to the effect of Patrick Mahomes, of course, right? So, I guess that's where the narrative is. But again, I agree with your sentiment with we had to see the complete picture, right? To have him in that conversation. Because again, a guy like Brady, he had 2 decades almost, right? Dominating, right? He had 2 dynasties, right? Mahomes had 1 dynasty. Let's see if he can do it again, right? So we'll see.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think I'm fully ready to count him out, right? Because, like I said, in the next 2 years, let's just say maybe he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, right? But that the team loads up, they bring in some more talent, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah.
They fill in the gaps. And then let's just say when he's 31, 32, he manages to three-peat at that time. Then
Then, yeah.
the narrative at that
Yeah.
time might change, and then they'll put him back in the conversation, right? I think if we're going to have a conversation like this, and not us, I just mean in general, there has to be agreed upon parameters
Yeah.
of how it's going to be decided, because Tom Brady has taken L's to, I think it was Eli Manning, right?
Yeah.
But no one would ever dare say Eli Manning was better than him,
Right.
even though he got championships on him, right?
Yeah.
Because of the body of work that he managed to do after the fact, like with the dynasties, right? So they played against each other, I think, in a 2021 Super Bowl, and Tom Brady got the better of him, right? But he was the more experienced quarterback. He's done that song and dance many times. You know, Mahomes was still a relative pup, so to speak, right? Even though he had a championship under his belt, but it's still, you're going up against a more experienced and better team, right? So I think it can kind of become, I guess, a circular thing. So I thought the conversation of putting him in the greatest of all time, I thought that was a little bit premature.
Yeah.
And I find it very interesting that a guy like Nick Wright, who's also pushing this GOAT conversation
Yeah.
in the NBA,
Nick
was doing the
Wright and
same thing with the
yeah. 100%.
NFL.
He has his guy in the NBA and he has his guy in the NFL. He does the same thing, right? It's narratives, right, of the media at the end of the day. They
Yeah.
have to have a character.
So, I mean, like I said, as someone who really, you know, is in the basketball scene, I would tell NFL fans to be very cautious in approaching this debate, because it's going to lead to a circular argument. And we're never really going to get a conclusive greatest of all time. If it's Tom Brady, that doesn't mean Patrick Mahomes is any less, right? So I look at it as let him continue his career. And then let's see where he goes. Let's see where he goes from here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.